Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Kind of Funny Screencast. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes, and I'm joined by the big daddy himself, Greg Miller.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm really good because of you wearing that dry bone shirt. It looks fantastic.
Dry bones! Never forget, ladies and gentlemen.
The way your mind works, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I understand that it's very dark looking and stuff, but the way that you can look at that and just immediately jump to wanting to praise the devil.
Well, he's the devil.
Also,
he's
what are we forgetting, Greg?
It's from a company called Draculabite, and like they make, you know, video game heavy metal t-shirts. So see, it's got a little pentagram up there.
Got it.
Got all these like weird words the devil would use.
Ablaze. What's it say? Ablaze in mushroom world.
Ablaze in mushroom world. Yeah, that's right. See, I assume you and I aren't heavy metal people. That's probably some heavy metal reference.
Probably.
You don't know.
That's the crossover bit we don't get.
Yeah, that's what
we were all caught up on the Mushroom Kingdom. They're out here adding worlds and stuff. Who knows? Whatever, guys. This is the Kind of Funny Screencast where we do a whole bunch of cool stuff, including reacting to the latest in TV, movies, and what we're doing right now, a trailer reaction. I'm really excited about this one. We're doing the Paper Girls reaction for the new series coming out on Amazon Prime Video sometime soon. Right before we went live, I was just saying that this is one of those weird shockers to me where, you know, Greg and I have read Paper Girls for many years. Back on the Kind of Funny Comic Book Club, we did a couple volumes of it back in, like, I don't know, probably 2017 or something like that. I didn't know it was being turned into a show until like a month and a half ago. I saw a tweet go out and I sent it to you and I was like, what the hell is this? And here we are. We got a trailer. You excited about
Ali Wong's in it? How do you not know about this?
Whoa, that's exciting.
I'll tell you right now at the top of this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a video we're doing right now and it's going to do no views. Nobody's going to care about this thing. Nobody. This is your chance to get in on the ground fucking floor. I tried to tell you about the boys. I tried to tell you about Invincible years before they were a big deal. None of you wanted to listen. And now what do I see left and right? Oh, I love the boys. Oh, I love Invincible. This is your next one. All right. Watch this trailer. I haven't watched it. If it's bad or it's good, it doesn't matter. Then you can just go read the entire... Paper Girls is done. The series is wrapped.
Done.
You can go read it in its entirety and know exactly what's going to happen in this show and why you should be excited about it.
Have you read it all, Craig?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think I... there's six volumes, right? I've only read three.
I don't know.
I have some... I got a lot of catching up
to do. I do issue by issue, but, so you know.
Well, they did that thing, Greg, where it's comic books, so they say they're going to be monthly, but then
there was a big break. Yeah, that was one of the problems with Paper Girls, is that they're a lot of time started going between stuff, and so you had to do, of course, Brian K. Vaughan. What's another one he's worked on that's taken a long time to come out? You know what I'm talking about?
There you go, Saga. It's back. Have you been catching up on that?
It was a long break for Saga, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to restart
right
from
now,
the beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, while you're watching this, go read Saga right now, because Saga is going to turn into something big in like 10 years, too. Nobody
they
wants to listen to you and me, Tim.
They say it's not great. Since day one, they're like, yo, Saga is not ever going to be a TV show or movie. We're never... the medium is the comic books, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe them. We're going to get Saga one day.
Remember that one guy said, if Resident Evil 4 ever is on anything but the GameCube, I'll cut my head off with a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Everybody fucking lies to you except Kind of Funny. Patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Remember that. Speaking of patreon.com/kindoffunny, shout out to our Patreon producers, Molecule and Fargo Brady, for helping make the show happen. If you don't have a buck to toss our way, that's totally cool. You can get the show on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. We do our trailer reactions, but we also do our weekly reactions to all the cool TV shows we're watching, including this week we have Miss Marvel and the finale of The Boys season 3. Can't wait for that. I hope that it is as good as the rest of the season's been. So come back, check us out for all that. But without further ado, we're brought to you by Shopify and Chime. I'll get into that later. Let's hit play on the Paper Girls trailer.
Hey! What's your name?
Hey!
Tiff. So you're Mac, right?
So?
So you're the first paperboy around here who wasn't
a boy. You must be the Brandman kid.
KJ.
My dad says you people own everything.
You people?
She's new.
All right, Big Mac. Let's go.
Big Mac.
I'm not gonna, like, bite you or something. What is that?
Why does the sky look like that?
Move, move, move! Let's get out of here! Hey! Who's there?
What are you doing in my house?
What are you doing in my house?
I live here.
No, I live here.
That's her.
Holy shit.
Sick. Oh, I love how the font changed.
12-year-old version of yourself broke into your house with her punk friends?
If that really is future you, maybe she can call someone.
Who's she gonna call? Time travel 911?
Do you want to call 911?
Oh, good lord, there are future robots.
We need help. I might know someone.
You girls traveled out of your time. That's a capital offense. You're in targets now.
It's nice knowing you, I guess.
We can't just give up.
You don't know who you're about to become.
They're healing her, remember?
Future me will know how to get us home.
You have no idea what's at stake here.
Yeah. It's the fate of humanity. I get it.
This right here is the end of the universe.
We're paper girls, so we stick together.
Well, future you is not all that bad. She did give you that rad shirt. Which says dumb on
it. DMB Fridays!
July 29th. All right. That's not right far away at all.
Right around the corner. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Greg?
I didn't think production values looked great. It didn't strike me as like a high quality, like, and I mean, this is a teaser trailer and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. But like, you watch it and I'm like, oh, this isn't like looking like a highly produced show like we've seen from The Boys, from you name it, any other series that looks really good. Now, that could just be a first glance thing. It might have its own artistic style. It might be whatever. We'll have to wait and see. In the same way, like, I didn't feel like Ali Wong's, and granted, I'm watching it in, you know, on a Discord window. I'll go watch it here in a little second, in a little bit on my own. But I thought Ali Wong's stuff didn't seem to be nailing it either in terms of her, like, oh, there you're a 12-year-old version of you here with the punk friends, yada, yada. I was like, this doesn't seem like it's hitting the right way. But even this stuff right here with the purple and just the way the environments are, I don't know. There's something about it that isn't making it jump off the screen to me, Tim.
Yeah. The lighting is very stylistic. I just don't know that the style is working. It kind of feels like it's trying to cover something up. But I do think a lot of that just has to do with, like you were saying, how many quality shows are out there, kind of like running the gamut of the budget right now. And especially this show having so many Stranger Things vibes. Like, yeah. I haven't seen Stranger Things, but I've turned on Netflix enough and seen the trailers. I'm like, season 4 is looking wild compared to this. So
yeah,
I think that's going to be an uphill battle for them. But I will say that going into this trailer, I was pretty sure. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this show no matter what. Now watching this trailer, I'm like, I'm going to give the first episode a shot.
We'll
see where it kind of goes. I'm getting from this year, for all the different shows we've been watching, I'm getting more Halo vibes from this than anything else, which isn't the worst thing in the world. But yeah,
exactly. Right there on our belly. If you want to rewind it, Barrett, those do not look good.
But it's like, I'm still a sucker for this type of story. And honestly, I have never finished the whole thing. And I don't think season 1's going to get through all that anyways. But I don't even really remember most of the story beats of all this. But what I do remember is really liking the characters and really liking their dynamics together. So if they can make that entertaining enough, like, I'm always a sucker for, hey, I'm you from the future stories, you know?
Yeah. And that's what's really interesting about it, right? Like, I still encourage you all to go read Paper Girls, even if you have no interest in this show. The story of Paper Girls gets so fucking out there and weird that I think that it, like we talk about, if you were going to do a very true to life or true to a comic version of it, right, you would have to have quite the CG budget. And nothing they've shown me here makes me think they are going to have that kind of budget. And so even when a while back when we were in what looks to be the old timers futuristic place where it was a little bit like the white walls and them walking and stuff, like, is that, are we just gonna get a glimpse of that? What stories and liberties are they taking? Which, of course, I'm totally down for. Change the story, do whatever. The Paper Girls story is very confusing, and part of that I think is the fact that it got so spread out and you come back and have to reread
totally.
It. But I think when I look at this, like, even the introduction there of Ali Wong's older Aaron is different than how Aaron was introduced, how old Aaron was introduced to young Aaron in the comic. And so, like,
and
I
the
wonder
smart home thing and all that. That if I remember correctly, wasn't in the comic either. So
this is an adaptation, right? Yeah, exactly. It's an adaptation. What they're going to do with it? Yeah, the smart home thing was different. I hope they keep the line in there where they come in and find the TV. That's my favorite one from the comic, where they when they finally go into older Aaron's house in the present day, and she has a flat screen TV, and all the kids flip out like, this TV is huge. Are we rich? Like, they're just freaking out of like how everything is and how it all works in modern day or whatever. It'll be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah, it's funny. Like the lighting, even in one of the shot we just saw, like through the outside, through the doors, you see the window, like there's just this glow everywhere. And that is how the comics look. I just don't know how well that color profile translates to TV, especially when the budget's not there to like have the rest of the set design kind of like match the vibe of it all. But I don't know. Again, it could be good because Paper Girls, the book, really relies on the kids and their interactions with each other. So if they can bring the heat, which this trailer doesn't necessarily show me they can't, this could be something cool. I'm rooting for Prime Video. They've been putting out a lot of stuff. I think that their animated offerings have been more their highlights so far. But with things like The Boys, like this could build. So we'll see. July 29th, not too far away. What does your gut tell you, Greg? You're gonna watch the whole season or just give an episode a try?
I think it's too early to tell. I mean, I don't know. I'm such a sucker for Paper Girls. I'm gonna be able to leave it. But I also don't know how many episodes it is. Like, if it's the normal six or eight episodes for a season, even if it is like it doesn't look great or whatever. Like, Ali Wong is awesome. That guy she was just talking to, I forget where I know him from, but I liked him and stuff. I've seen him before. Like, if the kids, if they're good, like, I don't know, I'll be in the whole time. Tim, who am I kidding? I'll watch the entire thing.
Okay.
It would have to be really bad for me to be like, you know what, I'm piecing it.
I like the John Connor vibe of this kid right here.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good call there.
That's the only thing I have to add, other than Cleveland, Ohio, shout out.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, Max, the coolest paper boy, you know, because she's a paper girl. But, like, you know, she's the first one who ever did. She broke the glass ceiling. And so, and then she's just a badass. But let me tell you her story.
We'll have to wait a couple weeks to find out where that story goes. Let us know in the comments below if you are excited about this at all, or if you are planning to maybe read Paper Girls, because I definitely recommend everybody do that. But until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.
Dry bones, the devil!